We have the best thing ever happened to us. And we do thank you, Lord, for being here in the midst of us. Oh, you're in the room. I can feel your presence. And thank you for allowing us to be your children. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. We give you all the adoration and all the glory. Thank you for the angels assigned to us and for the blessings that make us rich and add no sorrow. I want to thank you when you said to me that you were going to just do something spectacular. And I want to thank you in advance for the spectacularness, for the spectacular that you're going to do. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Forgive me for any sins I've committed, of omission, things I should have done, I didn't get done, and commission, things I did. Oh, God, forgive me for all sin. Forgive this line, Lord, for every sin we've done. And I pray that you sanctify the line and make it a line where you can move upon to give miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Oh, God, oh, God. Thank you for the miracles and your blessings and for all that you're doing for us. We give you glory. We give you honor. I want to thank you for the vision of this line. God, for I didn't know what to do, but thank you for the vision of this line. Oh, and for making a way out of no way for us, for seeing us through every storm and every rain. Oh, God, for giving us grace and mercy. And for giving us, Lord, great strides in you. Nobody but you brought us this far. Nobody but you gave us what we have. We just glory in you, Lord. Now, Lord, this day is a wonderful day. We decree it as a day for Jesus Christ. And we pray that you let this sacrifice that's made on this line be for your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I pray every one of these things and ask every one of these things in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And thank you, Lord, for the anointing that has been destroying every yoke. We appreciate it. We look to you for great aspirations and for great blessings. We look to you. We give you the glory. And thank you for everything you've done and everything that you're doing or to do and everything that you're doing right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. And I ask it all, Lord, for the glory of God. I pray that you rest my body, give me strength in the name of Jesus. And thank you for what you've done. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
God bless all of you. Let's begin to praise him and give him glory and adoration for everything that he's done for you during the night and all your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You brought us through. Lord, thank you, thank you. You brought us through. Praise check, everybody, praise check. Thank you, Jesus. What level is your praise on? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You brought us from a mighty long way. Praise your name. Everybody, praise him. Praise check. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. Multiply, God, and we love you. Thank you. Bring us out. Thank you for the victory. The victory we have in Jesus, our Savior. Whatever. Oh, God, thank you for the victory. Bless your holy name. Thank you for your holy name. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for how you open doors that have been closed. Thank you, Lord. For making financial blessings our way. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. For supplying our every need. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you the glory and all the adoration.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Our hearts say yes. Our minds say yes. Our souls say yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, name we pray.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Shut up, please. Thank
you.
Thank you for the glory of God being your dear.
Thank you.
And we praise your holy name. Thank God.
Thank
God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning to you and to all of you here. Amen. I bring you greetings from the home of Mother Annalee Johnson. Amen. We're praying for her. But as soon as I walked in today, she said, I want you to let me go. Amen. I said, I'm not holding you, Mom. It's not me. I released you, amen, a few days ago. Amen. So those who are holding her, that's the message to them. She said, I'm tired and I want to go home. So, amen. Praise the Lord for her. And I certainly want her to be happy. And I want the Lord certainly to have his way. So thank God for all of you who are praying for her. And amen, she's in good hands. The Lord's hands are the best hands. And she's still here now. I don't want to tell y'all. You know how you put things, say certain things, people start carrying stuff that's not true. So no, she's not gone. She's still here. Amen. But she has a desire to go home. And she says she's tired. And when people get to that stage, not much you can do. Just release them. Amen. Let them go. Amen. God bless you. She's been in a mighty long time, 95 years. And praise God for her. Don't want her to go, but praise the Lord. Whatever God does, I'm satisfied with it. Thank you, Jesus. I've done my best. I've done my very best. So thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you here this morning. I want to hear some good news. Amen. Y'all give us some praise reports. And anybody want to take those?
And Pastor Pfeiffer, yes, sir. I will do praise reports this morning.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I'm going to release the line to you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to release the line to you. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God. Another day, today's journey. Hallelujah. Another day, and my soul is glad. My soul is happy. Just praising the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just praising God for his blessings, for his many, many miracles. God has worked so many miracles lately here. I can't keep up with them all. I don't have time to record them all. But God has been working some things out. He's been working with the people's minds, with the people's intellect. I said, oh my God, you are an awesome, you're more than an awesome God. And just honor this Lord this morning, honor to our chief ambassador, Ambassador Betty Johnson. Praise God for our very own mother of the nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson. Mother Johnson, I heard my mother say the same thing. Let them go, let them go. And we just, God, because I know what you mean when you say let me go. And thank God that you are able to say that. And just let our Father know when you see him, hallelujah, that we are on our way. And I just thank God for you being able to say that. Many people can't say that, and everybody can't say that. Let me go. I'm ready. I want to go see my Father. I want to go see my Maker. I want to go see my friend. Hallelujah. I'm ready to walk around heaven. Praise God. And I just praise God because whenever it's for me, I want to be able to say, I can say the same thing. But I just thank God that he's letting me stay here a little while longer. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God for his mercy and his goodness. Wake up, saints. Today is giving God a praise day. It's Wednesday, wonderful Wednesday. As Sister Sheila would say, wonderful Wednesday. Give God the praise. Who has a praise report this morning? We are ready to take them. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank the Lord for another day's journey. Thank you for watching over me all night long last night. Thank you for his goodness and his mercy.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God is a good God. Oh, he allowed me to just walk and talk and sing to him and give him glory and honor and praise. Thank him for the things that he, where he brought me from up until right now. I'm still thanking the Lord because God is a good God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just happy in my soul. I just thank God for his goodness.
Amen. I feel the same way, Mother Johnson. Praise God. Someone else want to give God the glory.
Good morning. This is Bernita, Ambassador-elect, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I just thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Great God. Seems like that's what everybody can say. God is so good. God is so good. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. So good. Amen. Someone else.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of our salvation, for he is good.
Yes.
All the time, and all the time he is good. I was driving down Torrance Avenue yesterday and pulled out and hit a truck from behind. And the lady got out and I got out, and there were no damages. And I thank God because the way that impact, I just don't understand or see how there was no damage done. And so we both just got back in our cars and said, well, we don't see anything. But I thank God for the angels, for his protection,
My God.
Dangers seen and unseen. And for him, just he said there's always a way of escape that he would make. And so no damages. Thank God. I was Thank God.
Praise God for protection. Praise God for protection.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What the devil meant for good, evil, God made it for good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And cars are so fragile now. When you hit them, they'll just pop in, pop out.
No.
So,
Hallelujah.
For protection. Amen. Someone else has a praise report.
Thank you.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Amen. This is Ambassador Stith. Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise God for Jesus. This is another day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And what I'm excited in and what I'm rejoicing about in it is that I thank God for my right mind. And I thank God that the word says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I rejoice today because he tells me that the steps of a good man and a woman is ordered by the Lord. I thank God this morning that I am a partaker of his divine nature. I praise God this morning because the word says, I am the express image of his dear son, and I rejoice for the authority and power that the Lord has given us through the word. Amen. And what I'm also excited about, see, the devil doesn't care about how high I jump or how long my skirt is. He doesn't care about what my makeup that I wear, but he cares about if I know how to walk in my authority. So I thank God this morning for my helmet, my shoes, my breastplate, my shield, and my loins are girded about with truth. I thank God that he showed me how to exercise the word and use my faith to call those things to be not as though they were. I thank God for having the mind that every time I forget something, and the Holy Ghost will stir inside of me, and it'll come back to my remembrance. Glory to God. I thank God for an unknown tongue that I can speak and talk to him. Don't nobody know what I'm talking about with him. Glory to God. I just thank God that he says that we can stir the gift in each other. Glory, glory. Hallelujah this morning. I thank God that I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And the greater one is in the inside of me. And no matter what is before me this day, the Bible lets me know that we just cast all of our cares upon him. He careth. Hallelujah this morning. And the Greek word for cast, you just throw it and give it to God. And he says, I got this. I got this. I got this. And I am so thankful for my mind, because I will never forget what the Lord has done for me. And I can't forget a man who can step out on nothing and create something just by the mere existence of his word. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, I praise God for somebody can tell the water in the Red Sea to congeal in the air and tell the children of Israel to walk through it on dry land. And you can look back and tell your pharaohs to get back today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because no weapon formed against you today is going to prosper. I just want to exhort and bless the Lord. That's my praise report, because I know how to open up my mouth and shout, and I know how to use my weapon to walk in that authority. Praise God. I know every demon just shattering right now, because something is happening in your spirit, in your town, because you know who you are, and I'm getting it on first fruit. God bless you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. David said, I'll bless him, but I can say it better, and you can too. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, glory to God. He said, oh, magnify. There were some people there he was talking about. Let me know, I'm getting stirred up. Oh, thank you, I started this before I got on the line this morning. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory, glory.
Yeah,
glory. Thank you, Lord, for that sermon this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beginning was the Word. The Word of God is dropping joy this morning. The Word of God is dropping peace. The Word of joy. God is spreading throughout the land. Hallelujah. It touched down over in Arkansas. It touched down over in Kentucky. It touched down over in Indiana. It has touched down over, oh God, hallelujah, in Michigan. So let the Lord, let the word of God touch down in your soul. Hallelujah. God is downloading blessings and miracles of praise this morning. Praise God. Praise him in the highest. Hallelujah. Who will be next to give God some praise?
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn. You all prayed for me yesterday, and I'm here to tell you today I'm feeling a lot better. So God is still in the healing business. I took that anointing oil while you prayed over me yesterday, and like I said today, that drainage is not there, and I just feel so good. And I want to say to Dr. Johnson, we all don't want to see our loved ones go, but I experienced that at a young age. I lost my husband when he was 36. But, you know, the Lord gave me time. He prepared me. He got me ready. And when I told him to have his way with my husband, that's when he took him home. So everything is going to be all right. And Mother Johnson is still here today. So we're going to still love her. But do know that you have already told him to have his will with your mother. So be prepared. And it's still going to be okay.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Did you want to add on to it? God bless you. Praise God, Sister Carolyn, for that, and thank God for his healing your throat and removing that mucus, drying it up. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. That's why God has dropped joy down in our souls today, because of his conversion. Hallelujah. And his healing power, he says, he sent his word.
Hallelujah. And he watches perform miracles. He sent his word. He watches perform healing. Ha, na, ha. He sent his word. He watches dry up that mucus in your throat. Hallelujah. He sent his word. And watch it, hallelujah, rebuke the stain of death in Jesus' name. Glory to God. He said he'll wipe away all tears, not some of them, but all tears from your eyes. Praise his holy name. Lord, na 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 ha. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord this morning. Praise God. Who has another praise report? Jump in there. You yet have time. Just jump in. Amen. Praise reports. Praise reports.
Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. This is Sister Johnson in Texas, area code 325.
Bless you.
The Lord is good, and I praise him on this morning. I thank the Lord because I thought about a song saying, he keep on doing great things for me. And over and over and over, he keep on doing great things for me. I praise him on this morning for my life, health, and strength. I praise him for opening doors and making ways for me. I thank him for his healing power. Truly, I thank him because one day I did choose him. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He draw me and I answered the call. God is so good, saints, and I love him on this morning. I ask you to continue to pray for me and my family, but God is good, and I thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Someone else, jump in.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Sister Lucille.
I just want to first give honor to God. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord that on yesterday I talked to my brother. He's in prison. And we were just talking, and I told him I was having some problems. And my brother told me to read Proverbs 6. So I just thank the Lord for him, that where he's at, he's getting having a relationship with God. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Word all the way from the penitentiary. Look at God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, he's sending you a word. Father, yes. All the way from the penitentiary, from someone that's locked down, giving you a word, and Hana, you have, you had your freedom, and he's sending his word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Still, you should take that word and eat it. I can see you chewing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the word of God, hallelujah, perform the spirit in your soul, your finances, your children.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God watching over his word to perform it. He, whatever you ask, he said he'll do it. He will not withhold any good thing from you. Hallelujah. All you have to do is just serve him, just worship him, just praise him. Give him the glory.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
In Texas, they're doing great things for her. Hallelujah. And if he keeps doing great things for you, Lord, whatever you do, don't do it without me.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Involved in your miracles. I want to be involved when you pour out your blessings that we don't have room to receive. I mean, I want to be. I want to be in the blessing. Hallelujah. When you pour it out in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that I don't have room to receive. I have to stack them up, pack them up. I have to put them away for a rainy day because it's too many to receive at one time. Sometimes you just can't receive all the blessings of God. You don't know what to do with yourself. Hallelujah. Lord, when you do it, don't do it without me because you keep doing great things for me. Hallelujah. Someone else has a praise report. Jump in.
Good morning. This is Evangelist LaTanya from Arizona, area code 480. Good morning. I had not planned on saying anything this morning, but I feel led to share this praise report. Amen. Because I believe it's going to encourage somebody else. Amen. God has had me on a blind faith mission, even though I've been on that for, like, ever since I've been saved, praise God. But But recently, to be exact, it was March 4th. It was a Wednesday night service. God had me sow a seed that actually it was intended for something else. God had, it was intended for something else. But God spoke to me to sow this significant seed. And I did. I obeyed. And lo and behold, on March 6th, to be exact, which was that Friday, God blessed me with that and more. He gave me back everything that I had sold like 9 times more. Amen. And it's just, I just thank God, and I just want to encourage somebody. I just feel a few people. It's not just for one. It's for a few people. Trust God. Just the Bible said, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. He knows those financial situations. Trust God. I tell you, when you just relinquish it to God, you've done all you can. Just rest in him. Trust him. He will take care of your needs. I'm not a novice when it comes to this. I tell you, he's had me give money that it truly were meant for bills and stuff like that. You know, this hasn't been once, hasn't been twice. This hasn't been 2 or 3 years. It's been for the last 20 years since I've been saved. I truly live a life of faith, you know, so I won't tell you nothing that he has not had me do. And I watched him faithfully pay my bills every month. I watched him faithfully take care of even some of the desires of my heart, because the Bible says those that delight themselves in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I tell you, when you take care of God's business, he is sure to take care of your business. And I'm not just saying that as a cliche. I'm telling you, I only tell you what I know. Amen. Not what somebody else told me. I'm talking about what I experience on a day-to-day basis. So I pray. I feel several people that are struggling in their finances, and just trust God. If you're not a tithe and offering giver, you need to start. Amen. Because see, God blesses tithe and offering givers. Amen. And not only that, when you give a sacrificial seed, I feel even led to ask each and every individual, especially those that don't normally give, to sow into this ministry of this prayer line. It's not for me because this is my prayer line. Amen. But amen. I'm encouraging you to sow a seed of $25. Get information from those that are over the prayer line here, Chief Ambassador Dr. Hagen, Ambassador Gina, whomever, you know, is over this. I mean, you know, that deals with the finances. I know before they had sent it to Western Union, or and Chief Ambassador to give address to, you know, to send. I know he was asking before about a gift for Mother Johnson. I just feel led and compelled, and I am challenging you all. I tell you, as you sow this seed, watch what God does for you. Amen. Now, I don't speak nothing just to be speaking. Amen. I know God is He is faithful, not just once, not just twice. You just trust God. Amen. And that is my praise report. Now, I only gave you a little bit of what God has done. Now, I'm telling you, even some blind mission trips he had just sent me on just this last week, he did it. He did. I just obeyed. I just obeyed what he told me to do. At each and every step I took, he provided. He made the accommodations. I went by faith. I got the airplane ticket by faith, and I said, God, well, you're going to take care of the rest if you told me to do it. Amen. I just trust you. And you know what? God blesses you as you go. Amen. He don't give you all the details. And I said, God, even without the details, I trust you. I trust you. I just trust you. Because, see, if God tells you something, it is so. Amen. It's not like a man or your mother, your father. You know what I'm saying? This is God. If he says it, that's settled.
Praise God. Even in the praise report, God is saying yes. So if you have something, prepare yourself, and we will be sharing that information with you at the end of the service, where you can send a gift, send a donation. Don't hold it so tight that it squeezes up and becomes nothing in your hand. share and watch God perform his word over even the finance. Crazy. And we know we can always go to Western Union and call in with the reference number. So we'll share more information at the end of the service. But we just want to give God the glory. I believe I'm looking at the clock. It keep on ticking and it keep on moving. And we just want God to continue to bless us. And we want to take it under consideration, Sister Tanya. And thank you for sharing that with us. We do need to give. We do need to be a blessing to the First Fruit Prayer Line. Very few finances come in. And we sit back, but we want to be on the line every morning, every day for a blessing. Want to be on a prayer request. So whenever you have a prayer request, just always say, Lord, if you want me to be a blessing, I will look for you to press it down, shake it together, and let it run over into my brother's bosom, not just mine, but into someone else's bosom. And ask God to allow you to be a blessing to someone else. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I do apologize, too. My phone had cut off. Amen. That was just the enemy because he didn't want it, but I'm glad y'all got it. Amen. But my phone had dropped, and I'm just now connecting back on. So, amen. I just want to encourage y'all. Just let the Lord have his way. Amen.
I am a witness. I'm a witness.
Yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he will, Mother Johnson. Praise God. Praise God. Someone else, we have a time for just a few more praise reports at this time. You better get it in. Hallelujah.
Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God this morning for how he blessed me to sleep last night. I had a good night's sleep, and I woke up, and I got up, and I couldn't hardly walk on my leg, but God is good. I'm yet here. And I praise God for the prayer line because it just helps me out so much. It's just like a breakfast. I've been looking forward to hearing the prayer line. But yesterday morning, I was listening, and I just dropped off to sleep, and I wasn't able to hear it all. But the anointing that went on yesterday, the Lord knows my heart, and I was able to go on and sleep, but I didn't hear that. But yet I'm grateful and looking to the Lord for my deliverance with this cold that I have. And y'all continue to pray for me that the Lord will keep and carry me on.
Mother Wilson, just begin to give God some praise. Anoint your leg and start walking. The other day I was in a service and a lady had a cane, a walking cane, dragging the cane and dragging the leg. I said, my God, not doing you much good if you're dragging the cane. But the lady I believe that had said she had a stroke. And we stopped and asked her, did she want to be healed? Did she believe? Glory. Ah, glory to God that God could heal her. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil whip you around. Don't let the devil take your leg and beat you to death with it. Let that leg, anoint that leg. Hallelujah. Kick the devil in the face. Kick his teeth out. Give him a black eye with that fist of yours. Hallelujah. Put some prayer on it. Anoint it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This young lady left there without that cane and left there, and they said she left there and went and ran and jumped in the car. So you apply that prayer and believe in it. God will bless you. God will heal you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's waiting to watch on his word. And won't his word to perform the miracles that he sent it out to do. I have time for one more prayer request. Amen. Someone else.
Sister Karen Brown, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank God
this morning for helping me to wake up with health, strength in my body, activity of my limbs, being enclosed in my right mind. And I'm asking you all to pray for me, but I'm praying for everyone, and I praise God for his goodness and his mercy to me. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. One more. Who has one that they can't keep in?
Sister
Amen.
Lucille.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sister Lucille.
I just have an unspoken request, and I'm asking the saints to pray for my family.
We're still taking the prayer report, praise report. And we
I'm sorry.
We will get to that. All right. I heard someone else with the praise report. And then
amen. God bless you all. Amen. God bless all ye people of the Lord. I count it. God bless you. My name is Evangelist Sharon Darden from area code 616. And I've been on the praise line since
Evangelist
March 2nd. Evangelist Sharon Darden. In Michigan.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Sharon.
God bless you. And I count it an honor and a privilege to be on this line with the saints of God. This is, you all have been a blessing to me and to my soul since day one. And I thank the Lord for Chief Ambassadors. And this is what I told him before. I thank him for his commitment to the work of the Lord and to the will of the Lord. And it's so such an encouragement to me. And you all continue to be blessed, continue to uphold each other, and I just thank the Lord for you all being here. Amen.
Praise God. Bless God for you. Amen. I believe I heard one other person trying to get in, and then we would turn it back over to our chief and leader.
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. It was me, Charlotte Gray, 816. I do want to get in my prayer support. Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful Wednesday. I am thanking the Lord what he has done for my vehicle. You all know that my car was stolen a month ago, well, back in November, but I did get my car back, praise the Lord. And the vehicle that I am driving now, the service engine light's been on for a couple of days, and God blessed me yesterday that it was just a fuel cap. So I am thanking the Lord, but I also want to also repent because I am late with my offering. Lady Betty, I will be getting with you this week to get that money to you. Thank you so much for that convicting word again, as we hear it every day. But I thank God for the mercy. I am on extended grace and mercy. And God, I thank you openly for all that you've done for me without work, working part-time, raising children. God, you have been amazing in my life. You have taught me to be so grateful for the little, so that when you do come through like you do every single day, God, it's not the amount, God, it's just how you come through for the Grace family, bringing us closer. Every calamity is bringing us closer. I am thanking God. I have learned to pray even more for my children. They will all be saved, all seven of them, and sold out for the Lord, because I am laying a seed even now saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, I truly owe you my life. I truly owe you my life for all that you've done for me. God bless you. I have a wonderful day.
Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, please forgive me, but I must be obedient while the anointing is flowing. It's just been laid on my heart that we have people out there on the blog line that sometimes we may go a little over time and they don't hear the final remarks. It's just been laid on my heart that while the anointing is flowing, that we need to give that information out right now.
Amen.
Where they can sow that seed in this ministry. I just feel it, and forgive me, Chief Ambassador, if I'm out of order, but
no, you're not out of order.
It was almost choking me that while this anointing is flowing, there are folks out there in the blog line that don't want to miss this blessing, and I thank you so much, Evangelist LaTanya, for that word. But those of you that feel, I'm going to make that sacrifice. If it had to be in quarters, nickels, and dimes, I'm going to sow that seed. And those of you that want to be a part of that, you may send your seed. You can go to Walmart and send it Walmart to Walmart for $4.95. And you would send it to Dr. Vernard, that's V as in Victory, E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson. You would need to put the state of Kansas. You do not have to put a street address. You can just put that. It's going to Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. The contact number that you want to use on that form is 913-406-4845. That's if you decide to send it by Walmart to Walmart or by MoneyGram. Once you've done so, they're going to circle a number on your receipt. Again, call the 913-406-4845 number and give the reference number. Those of you that may not have transportation to the Walmart or other places and want to get your receipt in the mail today, please send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas 66225. And Father God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you bless every person under the sound of my voice, even those that may tell someone else about this great opportunity to sow into this minister. I'm asking you that you get it back to them, pressed down, shaken together. Give them an overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thanking you in advance. We thanking you for this good soil and allowing us the opportunity to sow into it. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Gina, for that and that clear information. And just in case you need it again, always come to the line with paper and pen ready so you can take down information. Praise God. Sometimes you might share a phone number or something just for a word of encouragement or a word of prayer to continue it. And praise God, that P.O. Box number again, just for those that may be just be scribbling that pen and it's just now working, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Amen. 66225. And don't forget to call the 913 number and say, it's on its way. Ambassador, it's on its way. Praise God. And he doesn't mind running to the local Walmart to pick it up. But we don't want him running 5 or 6 times a day. So if you can get it in there, the earlier you get it in there so that he can pick it up all at once will be a blessing. Praise God. We don't want him to run out of tank of gas going to get a tank of gas. We want to be a blessing. Amen. We don't want to cause hurt. We want to cause joy. And just call that number, 913-406-4845. God bless you, and all those that decide to give today will be blessed because God has sanctioned this word and this prayer today, and he's watching to perform his word over your offering, over your finances. You want to see what you would do with a little bit so he can trust you with even more. God bless you and praise God for all the praise reports that went up to the throne of grace. At this time, we will be turning it back over into the hands of our most capable leader, hallelujah, Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson. God bless you,
Ambassador. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You've done such a good job. Amen. I want you to go ahead and relieve me today and go ahead and do the prayer request. And then on tomorrow, I'm just letting Ambassador Stern know I want her to do the same thing tomorrow. Go ahead.
Praise God. Now we have come down to the last moment. We are asking for those that have prayer requests. Prayer requests. Praise God. If you have something urgent that you want the Lord to take care of, you want his word to perform miracles over, now is the time for the prayer request. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Joseph. Nice of y'all to keep Pastor Tony, Pastor Gina, and Desiree Womack on your prayer list. And add to that is Liza, Mother Liza, next door to where I live. her leg is blue and just a twink, really dark. And I'm asking prayer for her. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for these people until they get better. And then we'll come back with a praise report.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Someone else has a prayer request.
Yes. Good morning.
Detective, I thank God this morning. I'm asking you, saints, to be in agreement with me that the Lord will give me some direction on some decisions I need to make. And I'm standing on his word that if I acknowledge him, he will direct my path. And I'm asking you to stand in agreement that he would speak and give me what to do. I'm waiting to hear from him. So just in agreement, would you remember me in that area?
Is this Mother Johnson from Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Amen. We had so many Mother Johnsons. We need to know which state you're from.
Yes. God.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Mother Johnson, and your husband. Amen. You. Someone has a prayer request.
This is Gwen Diggs from St. Louis, Missouri. I just thank God for the prayer line, and I have just on my heart that we keep the Johnson family, Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, the family on our prayer list also. I want to also put on the prayer list a little baby newborn named Sage. She was born at 26 weeks, I believe, so she's really struggling right now, so I'm putting Sage on the prayer line along with her parents. And my last request is that you keep me in your prayers today. I will be taking 3 students and 1 teacher to D.C. We're flying out today, and I just thank God for this opportunity. Also, pray for us on tomorrow as we speak to the U.S. Department of Education and to the U.S. Department of Justice.
All right. Someone else.
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for my son, Marcus. He's Down syndrome and looks like his equilibrium is off. He's falling. He has quite a few falls. And also, I want to request prayer for my left eye. My left eye. I'm having pain in my left eye.
All right.
Good morning. This is Bernita, area code 616. I am requesting prayer for my mother, my Aunt Molly, Aunt Katie. Well, you just might as well say my mother and her sisters. And I also would like to request prayer for Sister Jennifer from Long Island, New York.
Yes.
And for the brother. I can't think of his name, but I used to hear him on the prayer line.
Okay.
Months ago, but I can't think of his name. And I want to request prayer for myself. My finger is hurting so bad, I almost want to cry. And I just started my new job, so I need to be able to use my hands. But this
Sister Bonita?
Yes, sir.
Hold your hand up right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm holding it up in the name of Jesus.
I'm holding up my hand in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Whenever Jesus is in your room, everything is subject to him. Yeah, hold that hand up in the name of Jesus. Look, sir!
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Lucifer. Yes. I listen here, and the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Others who are being attacked and afflicted. In the name of Jesus,
the
devil is a liar.
Yes.
I want everybody on this prayer line. The devil is trying to attack us, so and bruise us and wound us, so he's jealous of us, jealous of God's people going up. I want everybody on this line to holler in the name of Jesus and holler loose.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Mother's room here. In the name of Jesus, Lucifer.
In the name of Jesus,
Lucifer. Yes, shut up, Jesus. Lucifer, the Lord. Lucifer, body.
Yes, Lord.
No. The blood of Jesus is against you, devil.
Yeah, Lord.
And get out the oil of the anointing everywhere. Thank you, Lord. God bless. Back to you, Ambassador Franklin.
Praise God. Anyone else on here that have their hand hurting or have present pain at this time, let that prayer be for you. Claim your healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Claim your healing. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lose my voice in the name of Jesus.
God bless you. If someone else have an urgent prayer request at this time, we will take one or two more. And the hour is almost over, and we will pray. God bless you.
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer, again.
Good morning.
This is Charlotte Gray. I do want to continue to pray today. It is Wednesday, the middle of the week, for the finances. We've been praying over a year for the $10,000 to come through the first fruit. I want to continue that prayer, and I want to continue to pray for the entire staff of the first fruit. I just want everyone to continue to pray for the entire staff of first fruit. Love you, Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador.
I'm listening. I love you, too.
Praise God. All right. The hour's almost over.
Yes, Sister Jerry. It was slaughter yesterday. He said, please continue to pray for him. As soon as he gets the phone, he would be back with us on the prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless.
This is Mother Wilbur again. And I know y'all can't understand what I'm saying, but this cold has gotten me, and it's in my throat, and it's bothering me. I don't know whether it's coming from bronchitis or I don't know what it is, but I know I want to be loose from this infirmity, whatever it is on my body, so I be able to go and begin again to do what the Lord want me to do other than just talking to people on the phone. I want to be able to go and minister to the people that the Lord will have me to do, and I can't do it like this, but I know He's with me.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. I want everybody who's having sinus problems or throat problems or laryngitis problems to go get the oil and put it into water. I want you to put 3 drops into water. I want this water to saturate your sinuses. In fact, the Lord said even heart problems or stomach problems. Go get that some water and put 3 drops of oil in it. And we're going to pray over it and drink it in the name of Jesus. Move swiftly now. Move swiftly while the anointing is moving. You have to catch the anointing. Yeah. He is extremely, extremely busy. The anointing is very, very, very busy. Destroying yokes everywhere. And you have to move while he's in the room. Go get the water as quick as you can. And put 3 drops of water, oil in that water, and get ready to drink it. I'm going to pray for it first. All right? Oh, God. Thank you. I'm giving you time. The anointing of the Lord be upon this line. The anointing of the Lord.
Thank you.
Be upon this mind. Be upon this water. And Father, I want you to forgive me for all sins. I haven't meant to hurt anybody. I haven't meant to omit anything. If I have, forgive me for the sin of omission. Thank you because you hear me. And I thank you for the miracle that you're getting ready to bring. We'll give you the glory and adoration, God.
Yes.
All right, if you have that water, put 3 drops of one. You say, well, oh, I accidentally put 4. That's all right. All right. Just put your drop of oil in that water. And that oil has been anointed by God.
Yeah.
That's the same oil we prayed over. And we took a portion of it and dropped it on Sister Dolly's foot. And she had large boils, and they instantly burst. And all the infection went out of it. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lift that water up in the name of Jesus. Father, to the glory of God, we bring this for you and bring this to you. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, we ask that you touch it. And let every drop of this water be saturated with the anointing of the Lord. Oh, come, Lord. Yeah, if the enemy can saturate something, how much more can you saturate something?
Yes, God,
thank you. And give complete deliverance, and they bring this, drink this water into their sinuses. It shall touch there, into their nostrils, all around there, the sinuses. The back of the throat. Oh my God, the vocal cords, the hear, laryngitis, that sore throat, job it out. God, the anointing can't be someplace where all kind of affliction is trying to live. Drive it out, Lord. Completely heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let this H2O be blessed by Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost be in there. They drink this, Father, give complete deliverance. Oh, I even heard the Lord say for broken hearts, too. It's your men broken hearts. Any stomach problems, such as ulcers, anything affecting your heart. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, before you drink it, let me just say this. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God it must not burn. Take the water, and as I sing the second verse, drink the water slowly. The Lord said slowly, the sanctified blood. Jesus. Oh, the sanctified blood of Jesus. Oh, the sanctified blood of Jesus. Thank God it must not. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My soul say yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you.
So say yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, say yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see it in the spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Healing virtue is taking place. Thank you, Lord. Been so good. Yeah, been good. Been so good. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. You've been so good. Hey, 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 hey. Mother Johnson. And he said, all of you on the front line who can order that healing tones. I'm just trying to see. I normally sell it, but I want to see what God wants me to do. He said, give it to you. The Lord said, give it to you. Healing tones. I want you to just let Sister Gina know that you need that. And give her your address or where to send it to, and we'll send it to you. Lord said, give it to you. Lord said, give it to you. Healing tones, I want you to put it in your car, in your home, and whatever your problem is, I want you to pray, play it as much as you can. You'll find out it's going to heal you. It's called healing tones.
Thank you. Brother Johnson, I'm to bring you my CD called Healing Tones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear me?
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Mother Adeline Johnson in this room here.
Oh.
And I'm going to get that to her. Healing Tones, amen.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Be sure to let her know that ministry number. What is that ministry number? Give that out to them, Sister Gina, if you will. Let them call that number.
Right, ministry number.
Yeah.
That number is 816.
I don't have a pen right now. Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, the number is 816.
You said 816?
816.
816, okay.
425.
425, okay.
48.
4894. 94. Who am I
talk to? Okay, if you do not get an answer, you may leave a message. I will probably answer that line.
Address. I'm leaving the address with the zip code. We have to have all
that. Here to you.
I'm sorry?
When you call, you leave a message for who?
All I want you to do is leave your name and address and zip code. We'll send it to you from there.
Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Name, address, and zip code. All right.
And
thank you.
Chief Ambassador, I don't know why Mother Franklin has really been on my heart lately. We just keep her lifted.
And we'll send her one. Somebody call us with her address. God bless all of you. Amen. We are mentally out of time here today. God bless you. We've had a great, great, awesome prayer line. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You did just a super job. And thank you last night. Oh, my God. You had a great, great, great youth prayer line. And amen. We just love you. Appreciate you. Give them that topic and just take a minute and tell them what it was about, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Give them that topic you had last night and tell them a minute.
Praise God. I almost have to look at my notes, Ambassador.
Oh.
Well, why did you commit
your notes? What you don't, that won't hurt you. Amen. Things that you know.
Yes, and it's got me going. But our topic on last night we talked about with the youth was what do you know? What you don't know will hurt you. And we looked at the scripture in Hosea 4:6 that said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because many times we found out that you can get into a relationship and not know the person. You can take medication and not know the results of it. You can have other situations going on and not know. You can criticize people and not know who they are. You can criticize a prophet. Hallelujah. And bring a curse upon yourself. So we just talked about
it. Say it again, Dr. Pfeiffer. You can do what?
You can criticize the prophet or prophetess. You can criticize others. And it will bring a curse upon you. Amen. So what you don't know will hurt you. And we went as far as to say what you don't know can kill you. Because we want to have the knowledge of God and be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless all of you. We're out of time. I don't have any more plans.
Done today, if you're not done, you know, in your prayer, remember Nikki Combs. She's got MS and she's very sick. Just remember her today in your prayers.
Mm. Is she there or where is she?
Sir?
Where is she? She's not there with you.
Oh, no, she is not my daughter. She's a member of the church, and she can't come to church because she got MS.
All right.
Remember her in your prayers today.
All right, Nikki Coles. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we love all of you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah.
Is that Mother Johnson? Who's that?
It is Mother Johnson. She's going to take another nap.
All right, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. And remember that everything is going to be all right. I don't care what you're going through. Every pain, every hurt, every broken heart, everything is going to be all right. Just keep your trust in the hand of the Master, and it will be all right. God bless you.
Have a great day. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Pfeiffer. Dr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you.
Thank you for the for the prayers and taking all the introductory this morning.
Oh, bless your heart.
You. That's good. All right, anybody have a birthday today?
Well, all right. I have one in August.
All right, y'all. Okay. Y'all have a good day. God bless you.
Everybody to my birthday party this year, August the 29th.
All right, brother. All right. Well, mine is September the 6th. I mean, they may have something from this year. God bless you. Thank
all
you
right.
for
Hey.
Yeah. And mine is April the 15th this year.
And April the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a good day, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.